Electronic medical records are becoming the norm at Syracuse area hospitals. As WRVO's Ellen Abbott reports, St. Joseph's Hospital Health Center and Upstate University Hospital each took milestone steps this month into the digital world.
Hospital staff and patients at the Golisano Children's Hospital have been using a computerized software system to track medical records since March. With Upstate's community campus coming on board earlier this month, the teaching hospital in Syracuse now has fully implemented an electronic medical record system in all phases of care, according to hospital CEO John McCabe.
Some of that is driven by our sense that it's better care. Some of it recently has been driven by the federal government being willing to help with payments to get us there.
St. Joe's Hospital in Syracuse has also jumped into the electronic medical records world this month. Dozens of tech-savvy employees here helping to work out any bugs with a new system that's called SJ-Linked. Director Jamie Nichols says patients will see a difference because of this digital connectiveness.
If a patient comes into one of our physician offices, gets sent to the emergency room, and then gets admitted, we have that information instantaneously from their primary care provider versus having to wait to make decisions.
The other half of this digitized world is patient access to records via computer or smartphone apps. Nicolosi says it's not just patients who need access to medical records and appointments.
So if my parents are older and I'm caring for them but I live out of state, I may have proxy and want to sign in and be able to coordinate care.
The changeover isn't cheap. Upstate has invested $70 million in creating this digital world. McCabe says it's worth it.
I think in the long run, this is a transformation of how we do medical care and how we collect information and protect our patients. And just the quality and the safety spinoffs over time are well worth the investment.
A spokesman for Krauss Hospital says they have a patient portal up and running with more features to be added. In Syracuse, Ellen Abbott for WRVO News.